I think I'll pause here. You can ask some questions. Yeah.
So the aggregation is a sequence of experiences or a sequence that we call something better in labels. Is the sequence like a continuum, or is there nothing between what we meant and call the sequence of moments, maybe?
Okay, so you're saying that an aggregation has many moments? Yeah?
Yeah.
And so you're saying, is it a sequence of distinct, isolated moments, or is there something connecting the different moments? Is that what you're asking?
Is the emptiness the continuum of it, or the non-continuum of it? Non-continuum.
The emptiness is neither. The emptiness is the lack of inherent existence. Okay?
No. It's only there when we notice it, and then that doesn't mean anything between it. That we would call a continuum.
Well, what we call continuum, yeah, there's a continuum. We label continuum on a series of things that have some relationship of cause and effect to each other. But a continuum is not one solid thing. It's just something that our mind puts together this kind of thing and says, oh yeah, that looks like it has a result to this. So we call it a continuum. Like a lifespan. Okay, a lifespan. Oh yeah, that kid, you know, grew up and then become that old person. There's a lifespan. Okay? So we just label lifespan because we can see, you know, a continuum of different moments. Yeah, we label it continuum. Our conception makes it, we call it continuum because we conceive of it as a continuum. Okay? It's not like all these individual isolated moments that have no relationship to each other. Okay? Because clearly the child at 5 depended on the child that was 5 months. Okay? There's a relationship there. There was a continuum of moments that happened. But it only becomes a continuum because we look at it and call it continuum of moments or lifespan or aging or whatever we call it. Okay?
If you said Ethan, that karma ripens and aggregate is human, so is there an aggregate where karma can be caused? You know what I mean? You said
Okay, so karma mainly ripens in the aggregate of feeling. Is there an aggregate which mainly causes it? Well, karma, in some philosophical schools, is the mental factor of intention. Okay, that mental factor of intention is in the 4th aggregate of compositional factors. Okay, but again, the creation of that karma, they say, well, it's the right mental factor of intention, but then the intention gets colored if there's anger in the mind, if there's attachment in the mind. So I don't think you can just isolate that intention and say that itself is the karma, because that itself is dependent on a lot of different things. Yeah?
So as we go through multiple lives, we become more and more dependent on different factors or our differences, because we experience different factors. So are we more complicated then? and in a sense, there's so many more factors associated.
Okay. So you're saying as we go through more and more lifetimes, we become more complicated and we become more dependent. But there's no beginning. Okay? So it's always been kind of complicated and dependent.
there's no moral left without your
Well, they do say that, like, every moment that passes, we're kind of deepening the seed of ignorance on our mind. Yeah, in the sense that the more we let ignorance abide in the mind, the more we're becoming habituated to it.
Okay.
You know, so you can think like that. But on the other hand, there was no beginning to the ignorance either. The things have always been dependent. It's not like they've just become dependent. They've always been dependent. It's like when kids are born, they're not fresh slates. And then all the conditioning starts after birth. You know, the conditioning starts in the womb. The conditioning started in their previous life. Okay, we're creating the cause right now for who we're going to be in our future lives.
But we're also carrying the causes of our past lives.
Right. We're carrying them. Yeah. The causes from previous lives are coming with, and they're ripening. So some of them are getting used up. And then at the same time, new ones are growing.
Gotcha.
Okay? Yeah. So karma's ripening all the time and karma's being created all the time.
So is there a balance?
You mean is there a balance?
If somebody is I'm shaking my head,
you can see it in, you can see it in our lives right now. Just today, a lot of karma ripened. Because we had all these experiences today, didn't we? We had so many experiences of pain, pleasure, and neutral today, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of karma ripened today.
And that happens every day?
Yep. There's no pause. That's why when people say, I want a day off, they say, well, do we have a day off from samsara? Do you ever, you know, not experience the result of your karma? Do you ever have a day off from creating karma? One day where you don't create it. You can do whatever you want and not create any karma? You know, this is just the situation in which we live. It's happening every single moment. Moment after moment. You know, cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect. It's just happening because the causes are there. Okay?
With the removal of ignorance.
With the what?
So now that I've become less ignorant to things,
mm-hmm.
and more sensitive to what I'm doing,
uh-huh.
is that
okay, so now when you've started hearing the Dharma teachings and you have a better understanding of them and you're more aware of the kind of karma that you're creating.
Yeah, I freaked out once,
So you lied and then you went, oh my goodness, what in the world did I do? Yeah, so that's good when that happens, because before you would have lied and like you wouldn't even notice that you lied.
Right, but I'm thinking when I was ignorant.
Ignorance is not bliss.
No. of the karma I was creating by lying, it may have been less of negative karma I was creating.
No. Even though, you see, you're saying it's less negative karma if you don't know that lying is bad.
Right. Than
if you do know that lying is bad. I think you knew lying was bad before you met the Dharma.
I think I did, but I didn't realize the ways in which I lied made
they become more internally focused. And
yeah.
Well, I should just shut up and let talk. That's not an option, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that ignorance does not mitigate karma. It's still
negative karma. Of course, if you know something is negative, and with that understanding in your mind, this is negative, but I'm going to do it anyway, I don't care, then it, you know, I think that becomes bigger. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When we do this meditation that we have in our modern
hotline,
when we do this, the four-point analysis, they talk about the pervasion, establish the pervasion.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one and many, or one kind of thing or different?
Yeah. Well, the argument is, okay, for example, okay, the I is empty of inherent existence because it's not one and or set one or many with the aggregates. Okay? So when you're doing the meditation, then you know, you call up that feeling of the I, and then you establish that if the I existed as it appears when you're feeling that big I, then it can only be one with the aggregates or separate from the aggregates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's no third option how an inherently existent I can exist.
Yeah, so this is what you were explaining about if something's inherently existent, it has to be
inherently one or inherently different. There's no third option. Okay? Because what the middle way is oh, it exists, but it exists dependently.
Mm-hmm.
But when things are inherently existent, that you don't have that option of dependent existence. It's either inherently one or inherently many. Inherently one or inherently separate.
Do they have other ways that they look at this?
Well,
like these, there's examples here.
Yeah.
I used that word pervasion because we were talking about this, and she started talking about this thing of like, it seems like algebra or something where there's subsets and all these things.
Okay. When you have a syllogism, there's the elements of a syllogism. Remember, I talked about it that one day. You know, what was the syllogism I used? You know, I am a lousy person because I burnt the toast. Okay, and so, no, well, their pervasion is being used in a slightly different way. Okay, there, you're looking at it. Well, it's similar, but it's also different. But, you know, you're using the word, when you analyze a syllogism, and there's something called the three modes to it, that the subject agrees with the mark, and that the mark is pervaded by the predicate and so on. Okay, so that's how pervasion is used in when you're studying debate.
Mm-hmm. So this is the way that when you're looking for something from here, they listen to either
as one or many. This is one way. You know, there's many ways to analyze to understand emptiness. This is one way. Nagarjuna focused a lot, or Chandrakirti also focused a lot on what's called, how things are produced. It's called diamond slivers, you know. And, you know, something is there, you're analyzing products, and you're saying something is not inherently existent because it's not produced, it's not inherently the same as the cause, inherently different from the cause, both and neither.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's another kind of way of analyzing. Yeah, then there's another way of analyzing according to the four alternatives. You know, something is not inherently existent because it's not produced from an existent cause, a non-existent cause, both and neither.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's many different ways to analyze for inherent existence, to see if inherent existence exists.
Those are all syllogistic inferences.
Yeah, those are. Yeah. So, you know, you start out doing them and it's kind of like a fun mental game and you debate and, you know, and you can know all the words and be really good at that. But then the whole thing is, then you got to really look at your own mind. Yeah. And then you apply it in your own mind and you're not just doing some kind of nice debate where you understand this and the pervasion and that, but, you know, but you're really looking and, you know, how am I grasping at things and can things really exist the way I'm grasping at them? Yeah?
Is the four-point analysis within the modern outline, is it there because that's really the most effective? Because, you know, these other methods we don't hear very much about.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. the four-point analysis is not
the yeah. Right. We hear a lot about the four-point analysis. I think that it could be because in one way, I mean, there's only 4 points. You know, it's kind of a condensation, actually, of a 7-point analysis, you know, that Chandrakirti did. So, you know, it's a condensation of that. So it makes it a little bit easier. The one of the analysis of the cause and effect, you know, is it produced from the is it one, you know, inherently the same? No, is it produced? I'm sorry, I got that goofed up just a second. Is the result produced from a cause that is the same as it, the different from it, both and neither? That's how it's written. So that one, it takes a little bit more. It's a little bit more challenging, I think, to understand. Whereas this one is definitely more meditatively organ, you know, inclined, easier to look at in terms of your meditation.
Did you say that?
That is something, okay, is this clock. You know, the clock is not inherently existent because it's not produced from a cause that's the same as it, that's different from it, that's both the same and different, or that's neither the same or different. And so you go through these incredible refutations of what would happen if the, you know, the first thing, you know, is it possible for something to be produced from a cause that's the same as it, or from the cause that exists at the same time as it. Okay? So then there's all this talk, you know? So I could go into that at another time if you're interested. Yeah? But, you know, there's all these different analogies when you study the text, okay?
Okay.
After studying this text, is there a text that naturally kind of follows it? After studying this, is there another text that follows it? I think Lam Rim, any of the thought training texts, you know, that kind of automatically follow this. Okay, let's do a brief meditation.